So, Lo, where do you see yourself in 3 years, man?
Man, I'm a student while I may be a beat. So 3 years, I'm gonna have a degree with, I mean, still making beats just because I love it. That's what people always look at me. I'm like, I'm a student, and I literally just make beats because I love music. Like, I'm not. It's not a not getting me a degree. It's not paying my rent. You know, I do other ways to get around that while I'm still in school. I literally make beats because I love music. So, in 3 years, for me to have a degree, I think, and still be able to do that, you know, whether it be a hobby or a career, I think. I mean, that's the. I have a very good outlook when I look at myself and say that's where I could be.
I think so, man. You've only been doing it for what, 3 years? You got a lot of time ahead of you, man. You're ahead
Three
of a
more
lot of people with
years.
it, so keep it up.
Three more years. I'll double my time.
So, what's your family, man? Like, what's your family think about you being so involved heavily with hip hop and producing?
As far as producing and hip hop, I'm not sure if they really know the extent that I'm in it. I think a couple of people know that, you know, I make beats is what they call it. They make beats, and I don't know. I've told a couple of people to an extent to what I do and what I'm about. But I think unless you just have a love for it and a passion for it, you really can't understand.
Yeah, true that. You know, we'll be like that one day. You know what I'm saying? Our kids or our grandkids will be talking to us, and we'll just be like, "Yeah, right, whatever." We don't know what that is.
People who don't have a passion for it
But
look on the outside and
that's
say
one
that's
thing though, man. I
just.
always try to stay relevant and stuff. I learned that. Like, always try to stay relevant with the times. You know, that way you can always learn and communicate with people. But
I progress.
that's it. So, let's see. What was your first program? Like your first set of software that you started using?
I start on Fruity Loops.
Man, didn't we all? Or I'm not a producer, but man, I still know people that use Fruity Loops, and they still got fire ass beats. So,
That's what I'm still rocking. I can't get away from it.
all
It's
right.
just once you learn it's just it becomes second nature. So why get away from it? It's doing the job.
This is an important question, man. I've always wondered this because I don't make beats, but like for me, it's like I consider myself an artist. So whenever somebody makes me a beat and I get it, you know, the first, like, it's like the canvas is there, all the paints and oils, everything's ready, right? So it's like they've already done their part of drawing everything up, setting it all up, and it's like they basically get it ready for me to, and they inspire that, you know, that they put that inspiration in me to go ahead and draw a picture on it. So that's how I look at it. I don't know how beat makers look at it or producers, but how do you detach yourself? Like, so you make a fire ass beat and then you sell it to somebody, or somebody gets on it to lay their vocals. Like, do you have a problem?